Okay, everybody, welcome to our second online lesson in our Book 4 series. This one is entitled, Four Rules for Knowing God's Will for Your Life. If you look at our theme verse for this lesson, Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10, it says, "For this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to ask that you be filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may have a walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God." So in this verse, you see that God's purpose for your life here is that you be filled with the knowledge of what His will is for your life, according to His wisdom in all understanding. So it is possible to know it. So let's take a look at four rules you'll find in the Bible for how you can know God's will. Click on the screen. Rule number one is it's not about me. Rule number two, it's all about Him. Rule number three, since God has a purpose for me, He must want me to know it. And then rule number four, God's purpose for me is revealed in His Word. So let's take a look at some key verses that tell us or show us each of these rules. If we go to Psalm 100, verse 3, here's what it says. "Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture." Clearly, God's saying, this isn't about you. You're my sheep. I made you. You did not make yourself. So that's rule number one. Then if you look at Isaiah, verse 43, chapter 43, verse 7, here's what that says. "Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory." God created you for a reason. It's just like with parents with a child. They hope that as the child grows up, they internalize the values from the parents so that they glorify the parents by the way they live their life. Glory doesn't necessarily mean a good thing. All it means is that you show or manifest that characteristic, that those values of the parent by how you live. And this is what God's saying here. He made you so that you would radiate the values that He embraces. The third one, let's look at Proverbs 19, verse 21. If we turn there for a minute, that one says this, "There are many plans in a man's heart, nevertheless, the Lord's counsel that will stand." So although each of us has a lot of ideas and plans for how we want to live, what He's saying is He has counsel for you. He has a plan, and that's what's going to stand. And that's what He wants me to know. That's Proverbs 19:21. Now, how about Matthew chapter 4, verse 4? This is Jesus Christ Himself speaking. "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." So God has a purpose, and He says that if you want to know it, you live your life according to what is in the Bible, what God has written down that is His word to you, and you'll find His purpose there. So now we're getting kicked off. We have to understand if we want to know God's will, these rules are critical because it's focused back on Jesus Christ, on the Lord God Himself, and what He demands. This is lesson 137.